I begin my journey in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The path unfolding before me invites me to follow the simple daily steps of the little shepherds in the footsteps of the Passion of Christ. Lucia, Francisco and Jacinta knew how to make their daily life a place for the faithful following of Jesus, and their days became, therefore, a way of the cross, a reflection of the way of the cross of Jesus himself. As I walk along this path, I also follow in the footsteps of the little shepherds, the ground they so often walked to shepherd their flocks. I am near to many of the stones and trees that witnessed their conversations, their prayers, and their faithfulness to the will of God. As I enter this place, I am therefore invited to be silent, letting all the surrounding landscape speak to me of God's presence. Here, on this path, I walk through the stations of the cross, contemplating Jesus' own path of love, the path on which he faithfully embraced suffering, weakness, and death, and saved us. In the light of this redeeming love, I contemplate my own life, my decisions, my weakness, and the frailty of all humanity. I let myself feel the confident certainty that in Jesus, whatever the suffering or situation that may be experienced, no one is alone. I let the example and the love of Jesus challenge me and lead me further in my configuration to Him, just like the little shepherds. If it helps, I can use some text of A Way of the Cross to better meditate the mysteries of the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of Jesus.
I walk to Loca do Cabeço. I prepare myself interiorly to reach this place of intimacy, the heart of Vilinius, where the angel first appeared to the three children to teach them the way of peace, the way of the heart to the very heart of God Himself, through prayer. Later, the angel appeared there a third time, giving them communion with the body and blood of Jesus. I pause for a few minutes of deep silence. I contemplate the intimacy of this place, and like the little shepherds, I allow God to lead me to unite my heart to His. I am invited to make God the center of my life, to adore Him with all creation, and to allow the desire to believe, to adore, to hope, and to love grow in me unceasingly. I broaden my heart and my prayer to all those I know and to all humanity, asking God to surround them too in His infinite love. I can do so using the words that the angel himself taught the little shepherds.
My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love You. I ask pardon of You for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love You. Thank you.
I am now heading for Aldestrel, to Lucia's house. On the way, I pause for a moment at the Monument of Valinus. It marks the fourth apparition of Our Lady to the little shepherds on August 19th, a surprising encounter which strengthened the love, faith, and hope of the three children in their fidelity to God, who made himself present through Mary. I entrust to Mary my own journey of faith, hope, and love, and I ask her to accompany me and to strengthen me.
In Aldestrel, I passed by the house where Sister Lucia de Jesus lived. Here, she received the Christian faith, together with the tenderness and love given to a younger daughter. Within these humble walls, she also experienced the hardship of rejection and disregard from her family, who, in their modesty, did not believe that it was possible that Our Lady had appeared to her. At the bottom of the yard is the well where Lucia, Francisco and Jacinta used to gather to play games together. It was here that Lucia often ran away to cry. It was also here that, for the second time, the Angel of Peace appeared. In a moment of silence, I hear his announcement addressed to me.
The hearts of Jesus and Mary have designs of mercy on you. Make of everything you can a sacrifice, and offer it to God as an act of reparation for the sins by which he is offended, and in supplication for the conversion of sinners. You will thus draw down peace upon your country. Above all, accept and bear with submission the suffering.
Thank you.
God looks upon me with mercy and wishes to make my life the place and instrument of His mercy and peace for the world. Like the children, I prepare myself interiorly to accept this plan and to offer God all my strength, all my time, all my heart, and with it, everything that life brings me, now and in the future, as a sacrifice of love and a path to peace. I bring to mind and to prayer what I want to offer to the Lord, and I briefly make an act of offering.
O Jesus, it is for love of you and for the conversion of sinners.
In this house, Francisco and Jacinta were born. In their own way, each welcomed the infinite love of God, and committed to that love, they lived each day as a mission. They experienced sickness and death as opportunities for self-giving and for bringing God's infinite love to others. In the room immediately on the left, I can visit the place where Francisco spent his last days. From the window, he was visited by many people. Francisco responded with few words, or often remained silent. But close to this child, people felt the gentleness and tenderness of God's presence, and commented,
When we go into Francisco's room, we feel just as we do when we go into a church.
I am invited to pray here an Our Father, asking through the intercession of Saint Francisco Martu for the grace to open myself, like him, to the love of God and to be, like him, a silent reflection of that love.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Jacinta was in the opposite room before going to Oran Hospital and then to Dona Stefania Hospital, where she died. Here, she offered many sacrifices for the Pope and for the conversion of sinners. In this room, she shared with Lucia.
I'm so thirsty, but I don't want to take a drink. I'm offering it to Jesus for sinners.
And at times?
Have you already made many sacrifices today? I did, a lot. My mother was out, and I wanted to go and visit Francisco many times, but I didn't do it.
I am invited to pray here a Hail Mary, asking through the intercession of Saint Jacinta for a generous heart to give myself freely for others, in the likeness of Christ.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
At the end of this itinerary, I thank God for all that He has given me to experience, to discover and to learn, and I ask Him to make me His dwelling place and an instrument of His peace.